They called me up before the service and they're like, yeah, we have a service dog. We just want to make sure we'd be able to come to the services. That they were saying probably not. And I was like, oh, really? It's like, we accept service dogs, you know, as long as they're legit. You know, they have the papers and, you know, they have the little service dog outfit or whatever. They're like, well, we don't have that. And I was like, well, you know, we can make exceptions for that. They send me a picture of it. It's like a little Chihuahua dog or whatever. I didn't know this, but the dog, the whole time they were at their house, barked and would not stop barking the whole entire time. But they wanted to say that the dog would not bark if they were in church. It's like, oh, so when you're at home, it barks the whole time you're there, but at church, it would just stop automatically barking somehow. They were told, I didn't tell them though, but the person that went and visited him said, yeah, I don't think he's gonna be able to make it to our church because he just won't stop barking. And then they're like, they text me and they're like, we're never coming to your church. We're not gonna be judged. You know, first we think we found the perfect church and then we get judged over our dog. It's like, what kind of person decides not to go to church because their dog can't go to church with them?